Chavis Halvavos, page Yud Gimel, the last five lines on page Yud Gimel. B'chasher amadati, so he took us through his whole odyssey of realization about the importance, the essentiality of Chavis Halvavos. B'chasher amadati al adgoshas. And again, the next three words are the three pillars of knowledge that he refers to in the beginning of the Hakdama. When I realized the emphasis that the Seichel, logic, the Hakosuv, and the Psukim, the Hamosur, and Torah Sheba'al Peh places on Al Chovos Halvavos. So he says, now he's going to describe more l'maaseh how he came to write the Sefer. He starts with saying, I did it for myself. I realized how important it is. Hachilosi lahargil esatzmi bohem. So I started like thinking about what I was doing, and I started putting more emphasis on the lathe and giving more thought to what I'm doing. V'hitalti al atzmo, and I took upon myself lichlol esyidiyosam to think through exactly what has to be done in order to fulfill all the chovos halvavos in the Torah. V'asiyosam, and actually how to implement them, how to carry them out. And you know what happened? He says, "Bnei koma shegilisi mehem." As I started doing it, and I started being careful to do it, I saw how one thing led to another, and meaning everything had so many parts to it. Bnei koma shegilisi mehem inyan horani. It showed me al mash acharav. Like everything became links in a chain. And so I started doing one thing, and that made me realize that there's something else that's linked to it. V'chach masha achrov, al masha achrov. Because when we go through Mitzvah Shem to Sefer Chovos Halvavos, we'll see, right? I call it the Book of Lists. He's always making lists. He's very mesudar. This thing has 10 parts to it, and each part has 2 parts to it. And this is what he's referring to here, that he found in doing so that it could be broken up, it could be listed. This led to that, and it has many moving parts. But what he's describing now is how he came to write the Sefer. So he said, it got so complex that one thing led to another, and you know, you think about Hashem and Kriyat Shema, and then you realize that what Yetzias Mitzrayim was, and then you realize what Matzah is, and like all... Achinus Rachev Hadover, it became like huge. Voyakosha Litovso, it became difficult to comprehend all of the ideas that were like going through my head. Ulazochro Belibi, and to remember them. The Yoresi, so I was afraid. Mishikchas Mashahusag Belibi Mayhem, not forgetting in terms of memory really, but forgetting the Hasaga. Like sometimes you're omed on a concept, and then like the next day you're just not there anymore. Like you don't really remember that concept. You can't recall it. It's not a question of memory. Your seichel is not omed on it any longer. So I was afraid that's what would happen. I would attain a certain madrega of understanding of things. And then I was afraid I would lose it because they started piling up. The Hisporadus, we're on page Yudalid now. Mashanikshar Bidaiti Mehem. That's good old forgetfulness. I was afraid I'd forget. So in Miyata Ozer Malayam Yanshe Dorenu. You know, and it's hard to find a Chavrusa, and it's hard to find a Rebbe, and who am I going to turn to? There's not that many people that are Masasik in it. People are probably making fun of me behind my back, you know. What am I wasting my time for? So what am I going to do? Lefikach. So he says he wrote the Sefer for himself at first. Yozamti lekovam b'sefer lechokakam b'chibur. Probably one refers to having it written so that he can always refer to it and recall the concept, and also a way to remember all the different concepts and how they're linked together. They'll encompass all of the principles, the yichlolas proteim, and include all of the details, the chamamis seifeim, which is exactly how the Sefer is structured. how one thing leads to another, and this has this many parts, and each perek takes you to a certain place, and it's very, very misudar. Like in Bitachon, he starts off by defining Bitachon. He starts off everything with a definition, and then he says what it's how it's made up of, and what midah, and what you have to do in order to reach it, and what is mafsid that madrega. And that's every shire in the Chovos HaLevavos is really made up of what he's describing here. What? So he said, I kept, it was private notes. I kept notes for myself so that I would demand of myself, or I would be able to ladas osam, to know them, belas osam, and I would carry them out. Uvamesh, and then he says, so if uvamesh etom uvo masayas diburai, and if my actions were consistent with what I wrote, diburai here means what I wrote in the sefer. Hodesi l'Hashem Yisrael mam v'yisader. So like, wow, Baruch Hashem, I see I'm able to implement what I have written down is so important. Shazarani al kach v'hinchani elav. And Hashem really led me to look into these things, as he mentioned before, and to be omed on them and to figure them out. And now I'm able to do them. Wow. U'mashehu neged. And if I'm really inconsistent, you know, he's either being an onov now, or he's describing maybe what indeed happened. What was inconsistent with what I wrote, or bilti maspik, heshamti yisnafshi. So Adarab, I was able to use the sefer to realize that there's a flaw in my actions. Vahochachtiha, and I was able to show that I'm not acting correctly, because, you know, in a sefer, he said, I guess, you know, when it's in your mind, you can rationalize everything away. But as it's written, as, you know, as a Shulchan Aruch, and it's all spelled out, so then I could exactly pinpoint where I went wrong. The tzavti ta'anosai negdo mimenu, and I was able to like, prove to myself that I'm doing the wrong thing, because, look, this is how you're supposed to do it. And as he wrote the sefer in a more objective frame of mind, and then when it came to his actions, he writes, when my actions were inconsistent with what I wrote, I was able to refer to the sefer, and, you know, and you can't rationalize it away, because in an, here it is, like, here's the way you're supposed to be doing it. Kedeshet Tisbarilon, that would clarify to me, I've lost some my flaws, the things I was doing wrong, the tzitko, against the justified, the way you're supposed to be doing things, ustiyosa, and it's turning aside, b'tikinu so, v'akshusa, and if I was stubborn, b'yoshro, v'chesrona, b'shleimu, so each of these things, first of all, it's very poetic, and also each of the things has a particular, like, my not fulfilling itshleimus, my being stubborn, when really there's a glatta way to go. Anyway, so I used it for myself and for my own purposes. Okay, we'll stop here, especially today when I have to stop in 10 minutes.